Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
Nice of you to show your face.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah? Having trouble getting up this morning, are you?
No, I've been up for many hours, it has to be said. There was a few technical issues, but we seem to have overcome those. That's the good news.
You're having a lot of technical issues at the moment, aren't you, really?
I don't know what it's down to be honest with you, but we're battling our way through it.
Okay, right. Markets ended the week in negative territory in New York, but Asian markets up this morning. President Trump appears to be out of the woods, really.
Yeah, it's been an interesting few days. Confirmation that President Trump had tested positive for COVID-19 cast somewhat of a shadow over risk assets to the end of last week. It's the test results we've been talking about. Adds that further layer of uncertainty at a crucial time against the backdrop of the election. I suppose investors spent the last couple of days trying to assess the implications for his ability to carry out his duties. The impact on the campaign. This week, the president was due to hold rallies in key battleground states. Second presidential debate not too far away, as we know, scheduled for the 15th of October in Florida. The very least certainly ensures the handling of COVID-19 remains a prominent feature of the election. Border ramifications could also include progress on stimulus negotiations being slowed down. Relaxation, COVID restrictions may take longer, could also add friction to the US-Sino relationship. Should note, of course, the market's been looking at this. We don't know the president's prognosis. In fact, there's lots of talk that he could be discharged today. It's equally hard to gauge what it means for political public opinion. However, expectations of a contested election appear to have been reduced. The chances of a Democratic clean sweep increase. In terms of investor reaction, markets initially moved into mild risk-off mode as the news broke. Equity futures, as we were talking about on Friday, were certainly trading low, but then paired losses over the course of the trading session. Asian equities have been higher overnight, and we are looking at a stronger start on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling the FTSE up 38 points, DAX over in Frankfurt up 83 points, CAC Cronin Paris up 36 points. I suppose all of it is a reminder that we do indeed live in this uncertain world. The best way to navigate that uncertainty continues to be through a globally diversified portfolio.
Yeah, so many rumours and counter-rumours sweeping around over the weekend about President Trump, but I just wonder if the latest polling numbers might put him into a bit of a relapse, with Biden opening up a 14-point lead.
Yeah, it looks like a significant lead coming through. We know the polls can be volatile. There's significant margin error in many of those polls as well. And against the backdrop of what's taking place, it may take some time for those numbers to settle down. So we wait to see exactly, as you say, how he looks medically, what it means in terms of the campaign, and when those numbers start to settle down.
A big week for Brexit, you said before we came on air. It's always a big week for Brexit, isn't it?
It's been a big few years for Brexit, it has to be said. There is some light, but negotiators have not entered the tunnel yet. Last week marked the ninth round of EU-UK trade negotiations. While there is some optimism going into last week about the prospects for a deal, negotiations ended without sufficient progress. Political deal has not been reached. The negotiators have not entered the negotiating tunnel. This is an intensification of negotiations with a select group of senior negotiators that would work on the text of a deal. The question is, of course, whether the UK is willing to compromise a bit further on state aid, and in turn, if the EU gives some ground on Northern Ireland. Boris Johnson, Ursula von der Leyen had a big conference call on Saturday where they agreed to step up their negotiations, renewed their commitment to getting a deal done. Where does that leave us? On balance, a deal still remains achievable, but by no means inevitable. Still think it's going to be a deal that's thin, that's focused on goods, but can be built on over time. In terms of timeline, this week's important, as I say, talks will intensify, fewer officials, more focus. The tangible step that everyone's looking for would be the UK, the EU, entering this negotiating tunnel. Crucial date continues to be 15th to the 16th of October. That's when you've got the European Council meeting and, of course, Boris Johnson's deadline.
I'm just reading a book called Reluctant European. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't. Is it interesting?
It is. It's written by Stephen Wall, who's a former advisor and to Tony Blair, and also he was an EU commissioner. Well, not a commissioner, but he was an EU ambassador at one point. And it's the history, basically, of England between the post-war up to Brexit. And it's very, very interesting, actually.
Well, that sounds nice. Sounds like a quiet weekend for you with a good book, the fire, and a bottle of red. Rather nice.
OK, and some good numbers from Tesla as well.
Yeah, Tesla delivered a record number of cars worldwide in the third quarter, smashing analyst estimates, maintaining its dominance in electric vehicle sales. The Palo Alto-based carmaker delivered 139,000 cars, eclipsing its prior all-time high of 112,000 in the fourth quarter of 2019, so significantly above analyst expectations. Seen as a barometer of worldwide electric vehicle demand, as Tesla seeks to maintain its lead over startups and established automakers alike, Snowball planning to launch dozens of competing battery-powered vehicles in the next several years. Tesla's global market share in electric vehicles last year was an industry-leading 16%. Elon Musk signaled that they've been doing very well and told employees that they were set for a record quarter, which of course they delivered on. Shares in Tesla have been a tremendous performer, up 435% this year.
Right, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 129, euro dollar coming in at 117. You can get €1.10 for your British pound this morning.
I wonder what the odds on Aston Villa beating Liverpool 7-2 yesterday were.
I love the Villa. I've always been a Villa fan.
Rubbish. But if anyone actually predicted that, they could be quids in today, couldn't they?
They would be doing very well, especially if you had the double with Spurs beating Man United. So an extraordinary day of football and some incredible results, no doubt about that. I'm surprised if Sarah's shown her face this morning, quite frankly.
OK, right. Thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Hank Potts and Barclay.